Hip-hop theater is fairly new in the New York theater scene. Storytelling is not. The two are combined in a one-man play called Flow, now showing at the New York Theater Workshop. It's written and performed by actor-rapper Will Power, who tells the stories of storytellers at risk. NPR's Verda Mae Grosvenor has this report.
Storytellers at risk? What's this? Without a doubt, I needed to know what that was all about. So late this Sunday afternoon, I got me a ride to the former schoolhouse on the Lower East Side. Climbing the steep stairs didn't make me nervous, but it felt almost like a late church service, 'cause the audience, in skins of every hue, wearing hats and hair of every style, had copped the attitude of a congregation as they flowed in, representing. On stage, up on the fire escape, looking good, braided brown-skinned Robin Rogers, known as DJ Reborn, is live, spinning beats that wail, "Welcome to the Hood." Below, enter Will Power, a tall drink of cool water in a sleeveless shirt, jeans, and cornrows, notifying.
Seven! Devil, only seven, y'all. I say, only seven storytellers in the neighborhood, y'all. So, to sing the songs and right the wrongs and carry on and on. I say,
Power's on stage for 80 minutes, dropping a dime on people of this mythical neighborhood where they talk in rhyme all the time. Power says Flow came to him in a vision in 1998 while living in Harlem.
I was walking down the street. I got this image of these storytellers, and they were frantically running around trying to pass on these stories. So I guess they were griots, you know, because there was like this storm. And in that case, I guess it was the Atlantic slave trade, you know what I mean? But I had to modernize it because a lot of folks in the hip-hop generation and myself, I don't know nothing about West Africa, you know what I mean? So I made it more for the hip-hop generation. And in this vision, the storytellers were going, zoo! You know, that's what I used throughout the piece, was like the pulse of life. And the beady-cat-cat, that was like the storm. And in the vision, they were drums. It was like, beady-coo-coo, beady-coo. Like, they were like warning people that there was this danger coming. But I ain't no drummer, so I had to do it vocally. So the village in West Africa became the urban modern neighborhood. Mm-hmm. And the griot became, you know, the MC.
The tales always have a message. Meet brother Newground of the griot crew.
I had my headphones, JC was playing. I was walking down the street listening to what he's saying. Something about getting paid, it don't mean nothing, 'cause they just bought down the World Trade. Then I came across a man, he was in a zone. His hands were all bloody, he was punching a stone. Say he wanna do something, wanna do it soon. I said you probably ought to get some healing for those wounds. He say, let's kill all the Arabs, man. He say, or at least get them out this land. He say, every American must take a stand. I say, I don't recall making your folks pay when the building got blown by that man McVeigh. Plus your people aren't native in this here land, bro. If somebody kicked you out, now where would you go? Ba-ba-dee-da-da-ba-do-dee-da.
In this hood, every group has issues. Meet Fred.
Shoot, there was a roach named Fred. I don't know why his name was Fred, but zoo, this roach was smaller than other roaches because Fred, well, he used his head. Zoo, Fred said, we gotta bring this genocide 20 in. Zoo, he called a meeting then. Roaches from everywhere came. We gonna be around forever, so look. Use tact. You got to freeze in the light and walk in the black. And these chemicals worse than crack. Don't eat it, my fellow roaches. It's gonna leave you on your back. And this zoo, roach on roach crime is whack. The toilet gang against the kitchen counter crew, that's whack. We all roaches.
33-year-old Will Power was born William Wiley in New York City.
But I was raised in the Fillmore, in San Francisco, which we call Filmo, if you have the accent.
It was the 70s, when Filmo was a cultural exchange depot. People from everywhere living and loving in the midst of vibrant music, poetry, political activism, drugs and violence, and other treacherous forces. There were positive forces tracking power. Firstly, his mama.
Had a really strong mother. You know, she was really into raising us, exposing us to, like, culture and drama classes and that kind of stuff. And I had a strong community around me, even though there was drama. I don't mean drama like acting classes. I mean, like, drama and violence in the community. But there was also a lot of supportive people that really tried to nurture the young kids coming up and teach us right.
Way back in the day, Power decided the drama on stage was right for him. His resume is impressive. Flo has baptized him into the New York theater scene. Critics call Flo truly fresh and innovative. Some say Flo is angry.
I don't feel like it's an angry piece. There's definitely some angry moments, but I do feel like it comes from an empowerment and a realization that we as individuals and as a community have so much power with our family, our friends, our ancestors. And I feel like, unfortunately, you know, what MTV or what some of the major networks maybe might push is a certain kind of hip-hop, you know what I'm saying? But there's so many MCs, male and female, that are doing some incredible things.
Will Power, holistic vegetarian rapper, represent. Verdamay Grosvenor, NPR News.